Welcome back to that sweet podcast, the CHH podcast in all of the realms, right here, right now. It's your boy Sweet, and today's episode is going to be an interesting one. It's going to be an entertaining one. It's going to be a very valuable one. Why? Because today's episode, I interview Sean Greenstreet. This dude is dope. From when I first met him, when we first talked, to the first interview, to now, to the music, to the whole sound, Sean Greenstreet is right now. This interview, very, very entertaining. It doesn't even feel like an interview. Honestly, it feels like just a conversation between two friends that just haven't even seen each other for a while and just kind of catching up. But it's definitely something y'all want to hear. Why? Because you know what? There's going to be some previews of some of his music that's coming out on his new album. So we're going to talk about the new album. We're going to talk about the homeless outreach. We're going to talk about Ruslan a little bit. We're going to talk about Rapzilla. And we're going to talk about this new music and the sound and just everything that's coming together and the power of God that's working through this homie right here. So stay tuned. Thank you for tuning in. This is That Sweet Podcast, and I appreciate every single one of you that listens every single time I post, even if it's not weekly and even when I slack off. But I appreciate you. So let's go ahead and jump into this one. Thank y'all, and stay sweet.
Send your name somewhere in a conversation, then people will go check you out, you know?
Okay, yeah, definitely. Yeah, because I've been, on my reaction stuff, I've been getting people, like some of the Christian rappers commenting on it and stuff. I've had Dylan Chase comment, I've had Wande comment.
That's dope.
I've had, who else? I think 1KP Sun, I think, might have commented. I can't remember. It was one of the other ones, too. Oh, and then, can't remember his name right now. But, yeah, so it's recording good on my end, so we can start now. So,
all right.
So, when's this album coming out?
I'm shooting for March. I'm not totally sure yet, because right now I'm going to be pushing this first single, Why, and depending on how that goes and the things that come from that, I may just release a few singles and then drop the album. I'm not sure yet. I have some people that are on board right now helping out that came aboard recently, last couple months, which is really awesome, because everything up until that point I was doing on my own.
It's a lot
of work, bro. People don't realize how much work it is. You know, it's not just going to the studio recording songs. You got to do everything, bro. It's hard.
Oh, yeah. Market everything, promote everything. Yeah.
And you got to have money.
Oh, yeah. Definitely that, too. Yeah.
If you ain't got no money, bro, ain't nobody going to know who you are.
Yep, exactly.
It don't matter how good your music is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because if there's nobody out there to listen to it or it reach them, yeah. It's just
exactly
out there floating around. Yep, exactly. So have you been able to, like, get someone to, like, invest in your stuff, or you just been kind of, like, working extra hard with your job and stuff to kind of, like, promote your own stuff, or how are you doing all that?
Right now I'm kind of financially handcuffed. I mean, I'm still able to record, but I don't have the money I need to shoot the videos that I want. You know, like, they're going to be high-quality videos. I'm not shooting nothing low-budget, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And so I'm waiting on a couple of settlements. I had a car accident, you know, I was involved in almost 3 years ago. That's finally going to mediation in April. So once that gets resolved, I'll have a lot more room to play with stuff that I want to get accomplished. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not discouraged at all. It's just handcuffing me. Like right now, if I had that settlement money, I could easily shoot like 3 high quality videos, get all the PR marketing I need. And so that's kind of frustrating from one sense, but then I'm realizing that God's in control no matter what, and it's all going to happen in his time. So I'm not really upset, because I know this music is gonna take off at some point. So I just got to keep doing what I'm doing and just, you know, let it all fall into place.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely.
So what's like one of your ideas for one of your music videos that you're trying to, or that you kind of just have like going on in your head?
Well, for the song "Why," the lead single, I talked to the videographer. I basically let people kind of, you know, bring what they bring creatively to the table, because I don't want to be one of those guys that dictates to everybody, hey, I want this. I like letting people get excited and passionate about what's going on. So if you allow them to be, you know, free creatively to come up with ideas, I think then they get more invested, and then they want to do their best work as well, because their name's on it too, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And so the video he had, he said he wanted to put me on a rotating stage with these creepy looking dolls surrounding me, which obviously is a reflection of the world we live in right now with all the evil that's going on. And so it would just be a performance shot where I'm kind of spinning on this rotating stage and rapping to the camera with these crazy looking dolls. But that'll be like the main thing. But then he said he was going to fly in like, you know, like still shots from like what's going on in the world right now, you know, stuff that we're all dealing with, you know, in our society. I thought that was pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, honestly, I could actually imagine that coming out really, really good. Yeah. Okay.
Like kind of dark, but not like dark where it's like, you're going to look at it and be like, dude, this guy's a Christian. Like really, bro? Like this video's demonic. I would never do something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, for the song "Happy," bro, I need a bigger budget, because the lyrical story I'm telling in that,
yeah,
it's just undeniable, bro. Like it's crazy. Hey, hold on real quick, my brother.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Hold on. Hello.
Yep, we're good.
Are you ready to go? Are we doing the interview, or have we been doing the interview?
No, we've been doing it. I've been recording it.
So I don't see you. That's what I was asking.
Oh, dang. You don't?
Mm-mm. I just see the circle with TT on it, your name.
Huh. That's weird. Okay. Give me a second.
So you better hope that don't show up.
Right. Now, all I can see is your screen.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like, that's why I was like, okay, maybe he sees sees me, but I don't know.
Nah, all I'm seeing is the circle with TT on it.
Huh. Let me see. Is it good now, or did anything change on there, or no?
Nah, I don't see you at all, brother.
Huh. It's weird.
Technology, man. Just when you think you got it figured out.
Right, exactly. let's see. That's so weird. No, honestly, I've never really used Skype before. I just was like, haven't really used that app, and I don't have anything else on my computer. So I was like,
let's see. By the way, I'm boycotting Chick-fil-A.
Are you?
Yeah, I went through the drive-thru a few months back, and the person took my order was like 10 feet away from me. And she was like, can you put on your mask? And I said, I'm not putting on my mask. I'm sitting in my own car. Like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, you got to put on your mask. And then two of the other employees came up, and then they caused this big commotion. I'm in this big, long line of cars. I just want to get food and leave, you know?
Yeah.
And so they just said that I wasn't complying. I said, bro, you guys are making no sense. Like, if I was outside and we're all together, of course I'll wear a mask, you know, and not, you know, go crazy about it, or walk into stores or my job. Sometimes I have to put on the mask, you know, when I pick up and drop at clients. But, yeah, like, if I'm sitting in my own car, bro, nobody's going to tell me what to do, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Like, why would I put on a mask in my own car while you're standing outside of my car? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I just didn't understand that, bro. And then I asked the guy, I go, isn't this a Christian-owned business? He's all it is. And he goes, I'm acting more like a Christian than you are. And I just started laughing, bro. I said, you know what? I said, I need to get out of this line, bro. This is out of control right now.
Huh.
You people are being weird, bro.
Right. Yeah, that's weird.
It's out here in L.A., bro. The belly of the beast, man. We got all the weirdos out here, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I honestly, yeah. I see it all on the news. I see it all on the news.
Yeah, man, it's crazy out here, bro. Like, it's that's why I'm so glad I'm working. I'm staying busy, staying in the word. You know, I'm just doing everything I did when I first came to the Lord, first gave my life to Christ. So nothing has really changed on my end except for the fact everything around me is different.
Yeah.
You know, I see people get on elevators when I'm at work, and I'm like, wow, like, look at these people are just like, they're just, there's like, they just look like they're lost, bro. Like you're getting on an elevator, it's no big deal. You'll be off 2, 10, 15 seconds, and we're gone. But
Right.
other people I meet, they seem like they're handling it pretty well. But I see a lot of people who are not handling it well at all. They're really in panic mode. If they walk by you, if you're not wearing a mask, like when I go jogging in the morning, of course I ain't gonna wear a mask, bro. It's gonna restrict my breathing. And I see people walking with wearing masks. They get away from me. Like when I'm jogging, it's so funny, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, you people are tripping. Wow, bro, look at that guy.
it work now?
I just see me, I don't see you.
All right. Okay. I was wondering what
Nope.
that thing
It
was
looks
doing.
like it's in slow mo.
Does it? Let's see.
It's on your computer screen. Like I look like I was like a little robot, like moving in slow motion.
Do you see anything now?
Are you on a lap? Are you on a laptop or your desktop?
Desktop. Let's see.
So you're using me as the guinea pig, like all these people getting the vaccines.
Kinda, not really. Is showing anything now?
Nah, man.
Still
It's just
not?
that little TT, that little it's that little white circle with the initials TT on it.
Yeah, that is very weird. Well, I mean, at least on my end, I could see both of us. Like
Okay,
on
cool.
the
Then that's all that
program. So
matters.
yeah, that's really,
I just want to make sure for you're good. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to see you, but I just want to make sure you're all right.
Yeah, no, everything's good on my end, so we'll be good.
Okay,
When you
cool.
actually see the actual video, you'll see me on it.
Okay, cool. Right now we're just seeing TT, bro. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, until next time, I'll figure out the little stuff with this and figure out the camera.
All right, sounds good.
But yeah, so how's LA out there with like the music scene and just like, because I heard that you kind of
You know
lifted
what?
the lockdown a little bit, right? Newsom kind of did that.
Honestly, like for music, I'm working, you know, on my album. I met another Christian artist through the studio I'm going to record at, and he's really doing something, man, awesome for the Lord, bro. Like his music is it sounds different than mine, but it still has the power, you know, the power behind it from the Holy Spirit, you know, moving through him. And we're
Yeah.
gonna do a couple of songs together. So
Oh,
that's
okay,
awesome that
nice.
we actually met, you know, at the same studio. 'Cause you know, you gotta kind of build your own little circle of like-minded believers and creatives and come together, and God will bring those people in your life when it's time. And I'm starting to see like that now happening where we're all starting to come together. 'Cause you gotta get together with like-minded believers. You're not all gonna like if I got to together with somebody like Dayton and Bizzle and other, you know, guys, like would we all really vibe? Because, you know, if we're all Christian, of course we're gonna get along on a biblical level, but are we gonna get along personality wise? Because you
Yeah.
gotta take into consideration everything. Some people are more laid back, some people are more hyperactive, some people are really, you know, just kind of like introverted, I guess, so to speak, you know, on
Or
certain
even
levels.
just serious about their craft. Yeah, just different
Yeah.
personalities and
So
everything. Yeah.
yeah, exactly. So you just got to find the right people to vibe with. And I feel like now I'm finally, you know, starting to, you know, have those people come in my path, which is cool.
Right.
But you know, it's difficult, bro. I'm not gonna lie, man, because I on my job, I actually can meet a lot of people in the industry. So I went to Live Nation, which is I think the biggest company for live events. And I asked the guy, I said, "Hey, man, so what's the game plan moving forward, you know, with you guys?" He's like, "To be honest with you, bro," he goes, "I don't even know." I said, "What do you mean?" I go, "You got to have some information." He said, "Well, basically, they were talking about the earliest they would start doing shows again is like in the fall of this year, and if not, then 2022." So I'm thinking in my mind, everybody that's getting ready to release an album, or put out a project, singles, whatever you're doing, you're probably not going to be able to perform live anywhere unless you go to places where their restrictions have been lifted. So it might be isolated places you can go perform, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you can, you know, get out there to, because to me, when you perform live, that's what's going to separate you from most artists. Like, your live performance is on point. That's where people really get excited about what you're doing, you know, music-wise. Like, you can go in the studio and make great music, but if you're not a good performer on the live standpoint, people are going to be let down, you know, especially if they really like the music that you're putting out there, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And so I haven't had a chance to perform yet, but what I am going to do is I have a friend who's a DJ. We were talking about maybe doing a live streaming thing. I'm not sure yet. I know for sure I'm going to film him on the turntables playing the song Why, like, you know, transforming, cutting up on the record, mixing the song. Like, I want to get some footage of that, which I think will be cool, you know, for the DJs to see that. And then maybe do some live, like, me rapping, you know, the song. We got to figure out a way, like, where we're going to do it at. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't know if these places that, you know, you can go rehearse at if they're even open right now. I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? So I got to look into that. But I do want to do some kind of, you know, live performing just to, like, kind of, like, get ready, you know, in case things do kind of open up at some point. So I'm ready to, you know, go out there and perform, bro, this music. Because I have a feeling, bro, this music is going to take off at some point this year. I don't know exactly when. I just know the people I've just come in contact with recently, they're all on board. They're trying to help, you know, get the song out, getting write-ups and articles. Like I said, the single just went to radio in Chicago. So we'll see where it goes from there. You know, you gotta start small and just see where it builds, see where, you know, what markets pick up on the song. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. So have you thought about trying to get your, well, when you actually get the music video done and stuff, are you thinking of trying to get it on Rapzilla or like Matt Bold's Christian hip hop YouTube channel or anything? Or
you know, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I might be the only rap. I mean, I don't even, like everybody says, Christian rap artist or Christian hip hop, whatever. Obviously, I'm a Christian. And most people who are Christian doing music creators, they're in the CHH community. But I'm going to be real honest with you, bro. I feel like I've had some run-ins with a few people. And I had a talk with Chad Horton, obviously, who's the guy who runs Rapzilla. And me and him had some disagree. We had some words, bro, like disagreeing on certain things. And this is no joke, bro. He actually blocked me from Rapzilla, the page, and his own personal page.
Oh, wow.
And I actually sent him an email apologizing about it all a couple months prior to that, and he never responded to that. So that's on him now. And you know, I always felt I don't need Rapzilla for my music to get out to the world. It would be nice. It's something that would be, you know, welcome. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I just think it's kind of strange that I'm the only guy that got blocked by this dude. Like, I know other people have had run-ins with him in the past. I don't know. I can't speak, you know, about everybody, but if I'm one guy and I had a disagreement with you about something, you didn't like what I said, so I challenged you, and then we're both like in disagreement, does that really warrant you from blocking somebody? Like, to me, that's petty. That's kind of childish, bro, if you really look at it, because I would never block somebody. Like, if somebody was coming at me in a real, you know, disrespectful way, of course you don't want to go back and forth with people, because that means at that point you're not being led by the spirit, you're in your flesh, you know, and you don't want to be going back and forth with people, you know what I'm saying, because that kind of kills your testimony, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And so that actually really happened. So it was kind of like, is it going to ever come back where, like, I can work with Rapzilla? I don't know. That's up to him now, you know. But like I said, I sent him an email. I apologized. You know, I said something that was really, you know, it came from my heart, bro. Like, because, you know, early on in my walk, bro, I was so on fire for the Lord. And I was seeing so much compromise. And my spirit was greed. And I'm seeing, and people were telling me, hey, bro, that's just how it is. The industry, you can't. But I was, like, taking it more serious. Like, man, like, this guy is the curator for Christian hip hop.
Yeah.
Why is it that you're putting out so much music that doesn't even glorify God? Like, that's how I took it. And so it's my fault for getting involved in that back and forth with him. You know, I'm man enough and humbled myself at that time, knowing, okay, what could I have done better? Could I have said something better? Can I make it better moving forward? I don't know. You know, God's in control of everything, no matter what. If me and him meet in the future somewhere, you know, I'll talk to him face to face if that ever happens. But just actually getting my music on that Rapzilla platform, I don't see it happening. Unless this thing that we're doing now, or you know somebody knows him, to talk to him, reach out to him. I don't know, to be honest with you, my brother. Like, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing, making this music. And if it doesn't go the avenue or the route with Rapzilla, obviously there's other ways to get your music out there. So maybe my music isn't meant to be just confined to the CHH community. Maybe God has bigger plans for it. Maybe it's going to go over to mainstream secular radio. I don't know, bro. I won't know until, like, it starts going out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Everything happens for a reason, too. So, but yeah, like I said, there's the Matt Bold one, which is just like Rapzilla. So the one big difference I've noticed from Rapzilla to, like, Matt Bold's Christian YouTube channel, they do upload Christian hip-hop, but Rapzilla is kind of like stuff that might pop with, like, mainstream, you know, music too. But the Matt Bold one is kind of like, I would say, kind of like Lecrae, like, rebel type Christian hip-hop with all the Bible verses and everyone really digging into scripture and stuff like that. So there is a difference between both of theirs. So, you know, you can always try that. And then there's also Ruslan. He does his Fan Love Friday, where he actually is doing a live stream and he's playing any artist, Christian artist or regular artist, and playing their music videos live on stream and giving his critique and stuff like that. So you can always go down that route too.
That's another person. There's two people I had run-ins with. Chad Horton and Rapzilla. And I had a run-in with Ruslan, because me and Ruslan actually did a song together.
Okay, yeah, you were telling me about that on our first interview. I remember that.
Yeah, so I did a song with Ruslan. It was before I started making all this new music. And so I had done about maybe 10 to 12 songs. And then I reached out to him. And then, you know, I wanted to get him to feature on a song. And so I went in to record my parts, sent him my parts. He did his parts. He didn't think the song was that good. I felt different. That's fine. It's not it's just a matter of opinion, like what you really think, you know, you like, or what somebody else likes. You know, it's all subjective, bro. Like, some people like this, some people don't. It could be a song like sells 20 million copies, but you got people that just don't like it. It's not their thing. And that's fine. I have no problem with that. The run-in that we had was just a discussion of like if I'm reaching out to you and I'm asking for you, like, it's not like I'm asking for help, but at the same time, like, you're wanting them to feature on your song to kind of open up some doors to, because this is a new world to me. This is a new arena. Yeah. He's more established. He's been established in this arena. So I felt like if I could get, you know, somebody on a song from that arena, it would help open doors, and then I could meet other people. But that never obviously came about because of, you know, me and him didn't agree on certain things. And that's fine, bro. It's like I said, like, this was like, maybe 6 months ago this happened, a lot has changed since then. Maybe it was longer than that, but I just know once I started making this new song, the two I just sent you, everything changed from that point on. So it's like, don't worry about this. God will take care of everything. You handle everything that you're doing. I can only grow from the situation. I'm sure Ruslan's had differences with other people, as you have. We all have. So it's just certain people you're not going to mesh with. You're not going to vibe with for whatever reason. And when the one thing I did take away from Ruslan that really was kind of like eye opening for me was he asked me, like, we were talking in the DM, and he asked me, he goes, do you think you're a great rapper? And I took that as a slight, like he was actually saying I wasn't good at what I was doing. And he doesn't realize this, but he actually woke up the rap monster, whatever you want to call it, like I'm going to prove everybody wrong now. And that's when all these songs started coming about. And I'm telling you, bro, like, it's almost like you don't want to wake up the sleeping giant, so to speak. Not saying I'm this giant, like, credible artist, but I felt like he lit that extra fire. And now everybody's going to see what came about from that. And me being honest about it, open and candid about it, I hope it opens up people's eyes to see, like, just because you don't get along with certain people or you have disagreements doesn't mean you can't move forward and still, you know, do what God's calling you to do to be a blessing to others. So I have no hard feelings towards Ruslan or Chad Horton from Rapzilla.
Yeah.
You know, it was a learning experience with both situations. And I feel like I'm in a better place now than I was then. So that has to speak volumes to what God is doing in my life, because, you know, some people you're not meant to work with. Some people you're not meant to collab with. You're not meant to be on a platform with, whatever the case may be. But it doesn't mean you're still not going to do what you're doing. You're just going to go in a different route. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens, where God's going to take it ultimately, because it's all in God's timing, as you know and I know and everybody else knows this. You just got to be obedient and do your part, because we all have a part to play. You can't just sit back and say, all right, God, this is what you called me to do. I'm waiting on you. Like, no, that's not how it works, bro. You have to activate your faith and actually put, you know, effort towards making this thing. You're meeting God where he's at, and you're doing your part. And then God does the rest. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's basically what it is. You know what I mean? So to me, the music speaks volumes, you know, from those two situations, how the music sounded then to where it is now. It's like a whole different artist. Like, it's almost like, I can't believe it. It's that crazy, unreal to me, bro. That's why I told you earlier, I was like, sometimes I feel like I'm in a dream. Like, is this really happening? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bro, to be real with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, everything happens for a reason. And maybe, you know, you had to go through the little situation with Ruslan to kind of, like you said, you know, wake up the sleeping giant, or to kind of get that fire lit. You know, maybe that was the one little thing that you just needed a little bit more of. And, you know, God just used the situation to kind of give that to you. So you never know.
You never know, bro. That's so funny. But, you know, I'm appreciative of everything, bro, whether it's good or bad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the whole thing about. Same here.
That's the whole thing about, you know, surrendering your life to Christ. Not everything is going to be smooth. Not everything is going to go your way. You know, like, there's going to be times where your faith is going to be tested, or, you know, you're going to come upon situations where God's trying to test you and teach you. And until you learn those lessons he's trying to teach you, you're going to continue, I believe, to stay in the same place until you learn those lessons. And the biggest thing I took away, like I told you early on in my walk, I was like, I felt like I was shot out of a cannon with a fireball. And God's like, get busy, time's running out, end times, you know, that whole mentality. And I was focused on gaining godly wisdom and discernment. But the more I started going in that direction, I felt God tugging on my heart saying, I want you to love on people. Don't forget that. That's the most important. And so the last, like, year, my whole focus in my walk with Christ is just loving on people, bro, and just, you know, sharing the love of Christ. And that's why I was telling you about the whole homeless outreach. I got these backpacks made up with I got the Bible scripture embroidered on the backpacks.
Oh, nice.
Proverbs 14:31. And I felt like, you know, at my job, because, you know, out here in LA, it's bad, bro. The homeless community is it's very rampant right now. I'm talking about everywhere you go, bro, you just see like 100 tents lined up on the street. And you realize these people have no home. This is where they live. And so my heart was hurting, bro. And then I felt like the Lord was just putting on my heart to help them. So if I'm in a position to help them, then I'm going to do it. Because I feel like we all should do that on some level. And so I'm actually getting more excited, and I feel more rewarded from doing that than the actual music, which the music obviously is my number one. I love it. It's a blessing to be talented and have a gift to make music for, you know, glorifying our creator. But the actual helping people who are in serious, desperate need, bro, it doesn't get any better, man. It feels so good to see the look on these people's faces when I tell them what I'm doing with the homeless outreach, and they're all excited, bro. Like, I've met like 3 homeless people. I got their names. They said they're going to help me out and like navigating who to give them to and talk to them and, you know, share the love of God with them, bro. It's super exciting, bro. I'm like really like, I'm excited, bro. As you can tell, as I'm talking about it, man, I can't wait to get this thing off and running, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely. So, how many like backpacks and stuff are you like planning on trying to give out?
Well, right now I just made up 20.
Oh, okay.
So like I told you, I got the embroidery on the backpack. I want to make sure when these people get these backpacks, you know, they have Bibles in it, socks and gloves because it's really cold out there on the streets, obviously, some snacks. And it's funny enough, the homeless people I ran into, they said, hey, Sean, make sure you put in those Bibles. Don't forget to put in the Bibles. And that's how you know that's confirmation from God. Because the last thing you're thinking a homeless person is going to tell you is, hey, make sure you put a Bible in that thing.
Right.
You would think they would say something else besides that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but the fact that they said, hey, yeah, but the fact that they said, make sure you put the Bibles in, that was confirmation to me that this is what I should be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, and yeah, you know, like sometimes like we feel a little surprised, especially when they say, hey, just make sure to put that Bible in. You're like, huh. You're like, I wasn't going to forget that, but it's really awesome and amazing that you actually, you know, told me to remember to do that. So, like, yeah, definitely confirmation for sure on that.
So check this out, bro. So three people. One guy's name was Brooks. He's over on Wilshire Boulevard in the mid-Wilshire area. This guy named Silver, who's over there in the Westwood area, right there off of Wilshire and Sepulveda. There's this big, like, because there's a cemetery right there for the military, you know, the ones that have passed on.
Oh, yeah.
And there's all these homeless tents, like, lined up on the street right there, bro. And I'm driving by every day at my job, just, like, my heart hurts, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, it's just so sad seeing these people out here. And so I met that guy, Silver. He stays right there in that area. And then I met this girl named Callie. Funny, her name is Callie because that's where we're at in California. And she walks up and down this stretch right here in Hollywood, bro, like right as you're leaving Hollywood to go to the Valley Side.
Yeah.
And she walks with her little dog on her chest, and she's just, you know, she's just trying to get help. And I told her about what's going on, what God put on my heart. And she was so excited. I could see her eyes light up. And I said, I'm going to come back and I'm going to see you. And I said, what color backpack do you want? She goes, make sure I get a black one. So you can see the excitement. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, because, like, they don't see that, you know. They just kind of, you know, see the, like, pity of, like, oh, here's a dollar or whatever. Or just, like, you know, even the let me just avoid them and walk away and stuff like that. So, yeah, to actually see someone care, right, you know, it means a lot more.
You is...
You do it after the interview.
Yeah, I'm going to edit it into it. And then when I actually do the other thing, yeah, I'll edit into it. And then on the audio version, I'll have it in there too. So,
hey, let me ask you something. Can you hear this right here?
Oh, yeah, I can hear that perfect.
Okay,
yeah.
I want to bless you one time. Listen to the song. You ready?
Oh, yeah, go for it. Oh, yeah.
Listen to this verse right here.
Are you a friend or a foe? Because you be acting kind of funny. So I just really want to know. I be seeing how you move. You be playing both sides. There's a Judas in every crew. Do what you do, but just know I keep game. And that's how I see everything. Part of my slang, but this beat kinda bangs. Got me just doing my thing, preaching what I know. Spit the gospel on the flow. Pray for people everywhere I go. The Lord told me so. It's all about Jesus Christ. Everything else gotta go. I'm here for you, bro. I don't hate on nobody, but everybody hates on me so. I keep to myself with my Bible in my hand. You keep on hating. That's just part of God's plan.
Bro, this song is an anthem. Woo! Listen to that chorus, baby. Imagine in the stadium right now, everybody just bouncing.
Oh, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Let me turn that down, bro. That's too much, man. I'm getting too pumped up right now, bro. But you get what I'm saying, bro? Like, it's like once I had that situation with Ruslan, and I was like, you know what? I go, I'm putting too much stock in this. And it's no knock against Ruslan and what he's done and his whole, you know, his whole time, you know, while he's been, you know, in CHH making, you know, music. Yeah. And now he's doing the podcast thing and I don't know if it's podcast, but whatever he's doing, like, you know, his thing, helping out, you know, creatives and stuff. You know, I wish him nothing but the best, bro, to be real with you, bro. I don't harbor no ill feelings towards nobody. Everything has been a lesson, a blessing, and it's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And it's like me and him may break bread one day. You never know what God has planned out for us. This whole situation.
Yeah, exactly.
This whole situation could end up being the best thing for both of us moving forward. You get what I'm saying? Like, imagine my album comes out and it just blows up and like the whole world is just like tripping, like, wow, this guy's a Christian. These songs like blend in with the mainstream. Like, this is insane what's going on. And then me and Ruslan cross paths and then we just break bread and chop it up and say, hey, man, I just want to tell you, bro, I appreciate you, man. Because when we both had words with each other, I was like, man, I didn't know being involved in Christian music, I would have like disagreements with my brothers, you know. But stuff happens and it ended up being more beneficial in the long run. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I have to look at it that way, because you can tell by somebody when you speak to them if they still hold, you know, if they're still holding a grudge or they got hatred towards somebody. Like,
yeah,
you can't be a Christian and be hating nobody. Let's just be real, bro. You know,
very true.
You can have disagreements with people and stuff like that, but don't let it lead you to anger or to have hatred towards somebody. Because if you do that, you don't have the love of God in you, bro. Let's just be real with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you got to forgive people, man. You know, that's a big thing is forgiveness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, very big thing.
And I know you know what's up, because when I talk to you, bro, I can tell, you know, you have this peace about you, bro. You're very well reserved. You're very low key. You know, you're not all over the place. Me and you have a very similar vibe. I think that's why when we talk the way we do now, it's kind of like we're brothers, but we're just like bouncing off each other and we're just enjoying the moment and the conversation. We're very similar in our demeanor, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I agree completely. Like, we vibe really well. It just like goes very smooth. It doesn't even feel like it's like me being it, like me interviewing you. It just seems like us just having normal conversation. Yeah.
Let's put it this way. If the society opens up and God gives us a reprieve and we're able to get out there and really minister to people through this music and just sharing the gospel with everybody that needs to know Christ. Imagine I hit your town and I say, bro, check this out. God has been so good. I want to know what your schedule's like in the next 6 months, because, bro, this thing is bigger than I ever could imagine. I want you to come on tour with us, bro. All expenses paid. You're going to have a job.
Oh, yeah.
You're the type of dude that I could see myself just doing that with, because we just vibe well. I know you'll vibe with my other brothers in Christ that will be a part of this whole journey. And that's something that I think God, you know, is doing in people's lives, because we're all on our own individual journey with Christ. But then he puts people in your path, you know, as you're continuing to move forward, you know, and grow in your faith. And then you're going to meet like-minded brothers who you're just going to link up with. And you guys are going to do amazing things for the kingdom. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, definitely, and I will definitely say yes.
So tell your lady if it happens, she's more than welcome to come too, because I don't want you to be missing her and stuff if we go out for like a long period of time. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, definitely, and
we'll make sure we got the big tour bus, bro, so everybody can be on that comfortable. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, perfect.
So, bro. Oh my gosh! So I gave you the song "Why" and the song "Happy."
Yeah.
And I just played the song "Fake Friends" for you in my car. Could you hear it, or was it like muffled?
No, I actually heard it really clear. It was like really, really good.
So you can hear it clear.
Yep.
Can I bless you with one more song? And this is it.
Yeah, go for it.
I have 12 songs on the album. I already have 8 done. I'm going to the studio Tuesday to do 2 more. So that'll be 10. Once I have the 12 done, all right, cool. Then put those 12 songs to the side and then start working on the second album. Like, that's where I'm creatively, bro. I'm just going in the studio, knocking out song after song. And when I meet Ruslan, I'm going to shake his hand, say, I appreciate you, bro. This is what happened after you and I had our little disagreement. Listen to all this music, bro. This is what it all turned into after, you know, the situation that was between you and I. And I just want to let you know, man, I appreciate you, bro. It's all love. No hard feelings, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know he's going to get it when I tell it to him. If that does, you know, happen where we get to, you know, actually meet up in person and discuss things. Because that would be amazing if we were able to do that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We'll see how it goes. So I'm deciding whether or not I'm going to let you choose. I have a song called The King, which obviously you know who that's about.
And then
I have a song called Wonderful. So you pick which one you want to hear, bro.
Let's see. So you've showed me, what was that other one called again that you just showed me?
The one I just played for you is called Fake Friends.
So, okay, you show me Fake Friends.
I may change that title. Because I don't really like it, even though it's about that. I can come up with something better, I think, where it doesn't have to be like, okay, this is the title of the song, because the word fake friends isn't even in the song. But I just titled it that, because when I go in the studio, the engineer's like, what's the title of this? Every time I go record my vocals. So I just give him the title I think it might be, but it could change later. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what? I would say let's hear the King one.
Oh, that's a good choice, brother. You about to get blessed one time.
Oh yeah.
So I let a few people hear these songs before, you know what I'm saying? And I just, they're all like, dude, God is definitely putting an anointing on this music. And I'm blown away, bro. Like, to be real with you, bro, I know it's me rapping, but it's the Holy Spirit, the power of God that's moving through these songs. So with that being said, this is The King, and we'll see what it do. You ready?
Oh, yep.
Give it up one time for the King. There's power in his name if you know what I mean. Been trying to shut him down, but they can't, so we sing. From a sinner to a saint, we the ones on the swing. Swing low, swing high towards the sky. Swing low, sweet chariot till you die. We're all slaves just in different ways. We got different masters, all different ways. Going about our day to day. Some live holy, some in the grave. Spiritually dead and don't even know. Following the world and going with the flow. On a one-way street towards the lake of fire. The flames never go out, only grow higher. And burn high, so many liars. Who can you trust when you're lost and you're tired? Want to give up, don't choose your desires. Choose Jesus, he is the lighter. Don't quit now, I know you're a fighter. I promise he'll take you higher. Give it up one time for the King. There's power in his name if you know what I mean. Been trying to shut him down, but they can't, so we sing. From a sinner to a saint, be the ones on the swing. Give it up one time for the King. There's power in his name if you know what I mean. Been trying to shut him down, but they can't, so we sing. From a sinner to a saint, be the ones on the swing. Last days and we've all been robbed. You're wearing that mask, but you don't fear God. You fear your boss and losing your job. You fear the police and the BLM mob. Black
Last man, I've sold you the rest. We all got our hearts at beat and we're blessed. You woke up this morning and you're stressed. You tried everything except for the best. Jesus Christ is the only thing left. The only thing right in this world that's a mess. It ain't about skin, it's about your sin. You're breaking God's laws and you're doing it again. And again and again and again. And that's the thing about this thing called sin. It'll lead you to your death, you can't win. You need Christ to become born again. Give it up one time for the King. There's power in his name if you know what I mean. Been trying to shut him down, but they can't, so we say.
Whoa! Come on, bro.
Yeah, no, I honestly, out of all of them, that one's definitely my favorite now. It's my new favorite one, for sure.
That's your favorite? Why?
I don't know. Just the vibe of it. I like all of them, but that one's just like, I don't know. Like,
that's yeah, your favorite, real talk, bro?
Yeah, definitely.
You want to know the song that inspired me to oh, man, I can't even tell you, because then, like, this will just go viral, bro. I'm going to let you hear just something just to let you you chew on this one for a second. You let me know who I'm talking about in the song. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Woo! That beat is hot. Hold on. Oh, bro. Yeah. I got to find the right one, bro. That was the first go around. Let's see if I got the right one, man. You got to hear the final mix, bro. I can't let you go out like that.
All right.
I got to do it justice, man. Bless you one time, bro. I appreciate you, man. Let me share with you, bro. You already know, man, how much I love the Lord, what he's done in my life. You know what he's doing in your life. He's using all of our platforms because, you know, as a pastor in the pulpit, you can only reach so many people. I believe the thing that the church needs to realize is that the hip hop culture is the biggest thing in our society all over the world. And if pastors could understand that the gifts and talents that God gives us, whether it's me, you, or whoever else is a creative, if the church would start embracing us, they would start seeing this lost generation that truly needs to know Christ. Just imagine, like, you know, when you listen to K-Love Radio or you listen to, I don't know what stations you have out there, but K-Love, Air One are the two biggest ones. Then you got
the we have those ones out here too, yeah.
Okay, you got those. So you know their formula, their format. They play the same songs over and over again. So imagine them getting a shot in the arm with, like, the song that I just played for you. Imagine how people would react to that and how many people – It would minister to, and at the same time, it would open up another door for K-Love and Air One to get more people to listen to the music. Because I feel like if we're a church, we're the body of Christ, and we're united, you can't just say, okay, I'm only going to play this kind of music over here. We're going to play this kind of music. So we're basically divided when it comes to musicality. How are we going to make a real impact in our world if we don't decide to finally come together? Whether you worship the Lord through country music, rock music, pop music, hip hop, rap, whatever label you want to put on it, we should all be coming together and showing the world how God is using us to show him how much he loves them. It's that simple, bro. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, brother, check it out. Who am I talking about? Woo! It's hot. Listen, bro. Man, this beat is stupid dumb.
I feel one death on today. Things just seem to go my way. Even if it rains, I'll stay. Everything's gonna be okay. Got that chunky lemonade. Don't you throw no shade my way. I don't listen to the chatter, the negativity ladder. Climb up and climb down, I don't care. You be wasting your time coming over here. I ain't with these silly mind games. I got a whole list, I can name names. Y'all phony, stay in your emotions. Sipping on that stay hit of potion. Play your part, stop trying to play mine. Everyone ain't a rapper, that's fine. But I be seeing so many rapping. They don't glorify God, they be acting. Talking about me behind my back.
It just shows me where your heart's at. Can't stand that guy, made me hotter. I'm on fire for Christ, why you bother?
I feel wonderful today. Things just seem to go my way.
For the views and the likes, sound like everybody else on the mic. That's garbage, that's trash, but you all just get a free pass. Why is that? I don't know. Maybe they're afraid one day you're gonna blow. Just wanna hang out and look cool. Might get a record deal, boy, you a fool. Ain't nobody gonna sign you, bro. You're Instagram famous, though. I'm just a nobody who knows somebody who's trying to save everybody. He's made a way for your body. All you gotta do is say yes, body. Jesus Christ is the only way, body. Let's go, I'm so with your body.
Come on, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, you're getting to hear a glimpse of what the album's going to be like and sound like and the vibe, bro. I'm telling you, the guy who I'm working with, his name is Ramon, right?
Yeah.
But he goes by the name Cabbage Head Beats. So what happened was I met this kid named Little Reba, and I started making songs with his beats, his production. Then I met somebody named LYC Jag. Then I met somebody named Warman Beats he's out of Canada. And so the songs I did with them, I thought they were good, but I was looking for that signature sound, like that sound that would fit like what I'm trying to do, you know, with what God's blessed me with. And so once I came upon some girl, I guess, heard my music and she told him to reach out to me. So he reached out to me. I heard his music on BeatStars. And when I heard the song Happy, the beat, I said, oh, boy. And I know when I saw his beat, I saw that Bizzle liked his beat on his Instagram.
So okay.
So that means Bizzle had his ear to the song. But I want to thank Bizzle for not jumping on the song because it gave me the opportunity to write Happy to it. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you know? Exactly.
So I actually have Bizzle to thank for that, and I appreciate him not jumping on it. Because I believe Happy's going to cross over. Like, when that song gets released, bro, you know what I'm talking about, you know, mentioning, you know, the things I'm mentioning. You heard the song. It's a song that's going to make people, like, open up their eyes and be like, dang, did he just say that? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But also, it's a feel-good song. Like, when you hear the beat, the chorus, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just really excited, bro, to be real with you, man. I'm glad you're letting me share with you. All the people that follow you, bro, they're getting a glimpse of like how the album's coming together. And I can't wait till it's done, bro. Cause I'm telling you, this album is, to me, when it's all said and done, I will put this album up against anybody's rap album. Like, for real. I'm not talking about right now. I'm talking about any rap album that you've ever heard. I would put this album up with any album.
Oh yeah, definitely.
From a production standpoint, lyrical content, songwriting, rhyme patterns, delivery flows, whatever you want to call, you know, everybody has their own criteria for what's good. I know even if I wasn't on the beats, just the beats alone are the hottest. And I told him when I discovered his music, I said, bro, I can't believe you're not famous. I can't believe that nobody discovered you yet. And he said he felt the same way about me when I jumped on his thing. I said, well, that's confirmation God brought us together, because we're two guys that were, what I say, underestimated and were unknown, but God is going to do his thing and we're going to see what happens in the near future. That's how I'm looking at it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't wait till the album's done, bro, so I can send it to you, man. You could just knock that thing, man. You and your girlfriend and your friends and family, whatever, man. You guys just put that thing on, man. From beginning to end, I promise you will not be disappointed, bro.
Yes, and I will definitely do a review on like a whole podcast episode on it, and I will have you on that episode. I've never had anyone else do an album review, but I'll have you on there so we could get little commentary for each song, and you could tell me what kind of inspired each song. It'll be something really cool for you, too.
That sounds cool, man. I appreciate that, bro. That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And is it going to be on Spotify and stuff like that, or...
Yeah, yeah. Right now, the first date that my debut single, Why, is on Spotify. Like I said, it just went to radio in Chicago. So we'll see we'll see where it goes from there. And then, like I said, you know, a couple of people that I linked up with, they're going to start helping me promote and push this out to the world. So I'm excited, bro. The next couple of months is going to be big. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So one thing that did kind of pop into my head, since you said that you would put it against like any album and stuff like that. Have you ever listened to Trackstars, like their podcasts and stuff like that, or any other content?
I've seen their little snippets that they throw up on their page, but I've never listened to a whole podcast.
Okay, so they do. I think they do it every week. It's called Line for Line. So they get someone from the Christian hip hop side, and they choose one of your songs to go up against someone from mainstream, and they play it. Yeah, they play it side by side, and then everyone that's in the room, they kind of vote who they think is, you know, they like better or whatever. So, like, I would suggest trying to get into their community and try to do that, because they've been opening it up for, like, a lot more Christian rappers instead of just choosing, like, the Andes or Lecrae's or Bizzles. Yeah. They're starting to choose the other guys now to put against them.
I'm gonna be real honest with you. I don't think, like, because when I look at, you know, the hip-hop, you know, genre, rap genre, whatever, you know what I'm saying, you want to call it, I think you have rappers like myself who are rappers / songwriters. Then you have straight lyricists, battle rappers like a Dayton. So to me, you can't really put, like, say you put my song next to Dayton. Lyrically, he's probably going to just murder me on like, if you put my song against his, he'll murder me in the verses. But when you listen to the actual song, the musicality, and then you get to the chorus, which is the most important part, I believe that's what's going to separate somebody like me from Dayton. I'm just being real. No knock against Dayton. I think he's a great lyricist. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the best that are out there. So obviously, I'm not hating on the guy. I'm just looking at it from a realistic standpoint. You have rap artists, songwriters, and then you have straight lyricists, battle rappers. And the only one that I know, well, there's a handful of them. Eminem is one of the only battle rappers, lyricists that actually was able to cross over and become a mainstream artist, because all his songs were so catchy. You know, like he was able to take that battle rapping lyrical, you know, phenomenal like skill set and kind of like take that gift that he had, and now let me hook you up with these beats by Dre. We're gonna kind of like have you ride over these beats now. So I think Eminem was able to adapt as an artist to do both, and it's not easy because if it was, everybody would do it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And the only reason I brought up the Trackstar thing is because they do it a little different. They find a mainstream artist that their song or maybe just how they rap or whatever is very similar to the Christian one. So they never like mix match like a lyricist to like a songwriter or something. They always try to find something that's very similar, whether the beat is or just the flow or something like it's an even like matchup.
So you're not going to see Dayton versus Kodak Black is what you're saying.
No, not at all. Like,
against Kodak. You know what I mean? He just got out of jail. That's awesome. I hope that he finds the Lord, bro. I really do. You know, I hope all these guys, at some point, you know what I'm saying, they come to a saving faith in Christ, bro. I really do. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, the John Gabbana guy, which was once called Boonk, he just gave his life to God. So that was pretty cool.
Man, awesome, bro. Praise the Lord, bro. That's awesome.
So when you were playing me the last song, the King one, one thing that popped into my head, this was like the first like Christian hip hop song I ever heard, and it was actually on 106 and Park, which I was very surprised that it made it on there. It was Trip Lee and Tadashi called Real Vision, and like that video of how they did the video. That's exactly what popped in my head for like a visual for that song, The King. So I would like check it out.
You want to know what? I'm going to watch that. But when I recorded that song, I thought about shooting the video in Israel. Like that's how like in my mind, I'm like, if I ever get an opportunity to go visit, you know, I don't want to give out too much because then all the Christian rappers are like, dude, I'm going there, bro. I'm going to shoot my video there. I don't even know if they allow you to shoot videos there, but I would love to walk the streets of Jerusalem because I've seen footage of it. It's beautiful.
Oh,
and
yeah.
To be able to shoot a music video over there in the Holy Land, I think would be powerful. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think
so. Hold on. If you see any Christian rapper after this interview, go over to Israel and shoot a video before I get to it. You already know this is where they got the idea. Because I ain't never heard nobody.
Exactly.
I haven't heard nobody talk about it yet. So we'll see. All right, bro?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I got you.
And if it happens, you'll have a flight out there with us, bro. You come hang out with us.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely on my bucket list for sure. Yeah, is to go to
I want to get to Jerusalem, bro, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I want to do it in my lifetime for sure. That's like the biggest thing I want to do.
Man, God willing, we're gonna get there, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yep, exactly. But yeah, check out that song with Trip Lee and stuff. So
Trip Lee and Tadashi.
Yeah, it's called Real Vision, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, Real Vision. I'll check it out as soon as we get off this.
Yeah, because pretty much like it's like Trip Lee, he's like on the street corner with a big megaphone, and like you literally see the lyrics coming out of the megaphone, and like he's preaching to everybody on the corner. Yeah, so that's kind of like the vibe I got a little bit from that song. I was like, okay, I could see something like that.
I like that. That's cool, man. That's dope.
Oh yeah, definitely. So any other things coming up or anything like that besides like the homeless outreach and then the album and stuff like that?
Well, right now, just staying busy, you know, obviously, you know, in the studio, just trying to record as many songs as I can, because we don't know, man, like what's going to, you know, come about this whole, you know, pandemic, virus, all these restrictions, bro. It's bananas, bro. It's really crazy what's going on. All we can do is just stay busy, keep doing what we were doing before all this happened. And, you know, just whenever you get opportunities, man, to get out there and share your faith with people and let them know, you know what I'm saying, like what God's doing in your life, you know, those opportunities will come. God will open those doors, you know what I'm saying, in his time. So I know they're coming, bro. If God could just open your eyes and say, hey, here's your whole life, this is what's going to happen. How exciting would that be? It wouldn't be exciting. It's exciting to go on the journey, to not really know exactly what's coming. You just know when God puts people in your path, that's confirmation. That's somebody that the Lord wanted you to, you know what I'm saying, either connect with or minister to or love on, whatever the case may be. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because this guy just started at my work like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And like, so I go and clean community centers, so that's what I do for my job. So we dropped him off at one of the community centers, so at the end of the day, I had to go pick him up. And like, he got in the van, we were heading back, and then out of nowhere, he's just like, what kind of music do you listen to? And I was like, like a little bit of everything, to be honest. I was like, what about you? Like, who's someone you're listening to right now? And he's like, Andy Mineo. I was like, huh. I was like, I don't come across that very often.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so like, we just started talking then. He was like, yeah, he's like, I'm a Christian rapper out here in Albuquerque, have a production like company and all these different things. I was like, oh, okay. So I'm gonna have him on the podcast pretty soon too. Man, so and maybe eventually I'm trying to get back into making music again. I haven't wrote in a little while. So I gotta help. So little disclaimer, I'm gonna help finish my friend's verse because he kinda has got half of it, but he needs my like skill to kind of write the rest because he likes the way I write. So I was like, okay, I got you.
I didn't know you made music, bro.
Yeah, it's been a while, and honestly, before, like, I didn't really like have anyone to go and like mix and master, so I just kind of just left it the audio how it was, so it didn't sound the best.
Yeah,
but I feel like if I actually got a good mix and master, I think it would actually come out pretty dope. So I'm gonna help him finish his verse. And then he said I could add a verse to it, so I'm going to hop on it. And then I'm going to work. So my goal probably this year is to try to put out one spoken word out a month with a video. And then just kind of slowly get that stuff going along with all my other content that I'm trying to do.
Okay.
And then the dude from work said, if I ever want to, I could try to hop on a song with him too. So I'm like, okay, cool.
I like that, bro. So you're starting to meet some people you can collaborate with, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then my good friend, the one I'm finishing the verse for, he's been struggling with his faith a little bit, so he's been trying to really get into it. So hopefully once I kind of help him go back to getting into church and stuff, we can start doing more music again together. So we'll see how that goes, too.
I like that, bro. You know, that's one thing I wanted to tell you is, you know, like, it would be nice when you're being, you know, creative to work with all people that are like-minded. But that's not necessarily the case, especially for, you know, brothers like you and me and other people I know out there. There's going to be people you work with that are still kind of lost, that are still struggling in their sin, who God is going to bring in our path to actually minister to and just be a living testimony so they can see, you know, what you're doing and how you conduct yourself is different than what they're doing. You know, because if two people say they're Christians and one person's cussing all the time and doing all kinds of crazy things that we know ain't from God, and then you're seeing somebody else living out their walk, you know, trying to live holy, then there's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna pick up on that, and then hopefully it'll rub off on these people. You know, they'll start asking questions, and, you know, all we can do is love on them, bro. That's basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, just love on them and tell them the truth, bro, because somebody has to tell them the truth. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I agree with that.
You know, because if you have people come on your path and you lie to them and you compromise, you're going to be held accountable for that. And I don't ever want God looking down on me like, man, I gave you all these opportunities, bro. Like, what did you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to displease, you know, your heavenly Father, bro. So.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Every morning, because I go to work like at 5 a.m. So I'll warm up early. Yeah, so I usually warm up my truck, and then I'm on the little YouVersion Bible app, so I just do daily plans and stuff. So I do my little devotional, read that, and then as I'm driving to work, I'll turn my music off for a second, for like a few minutes, and then I pray. I'm just like, God, thank you for letting me wake up today, and also get out of bed because I probably didn't want to. Whatever comes in my path throughout the day, let me be a light to them and let me be Christ-like, and let me just show your love and your mercy every single day with every opportunity or person or whatever I come across for the day. So that's always my prayer every day. And like, no matter what, I always see, even if I don't notice the opportunity, if I'm trying to be like Christ, then I know at least I didn't like waste the opportunity, even if I didn't see it, because I'm still trying to pour out his love and his kindness to everyone around me. So,
bro, that's so crazy. Just listening to you right now, it put a smile on my heart, bro, because exactly what you just said is how I pray when I get up in the morning, go for my morning jog on my halfway point, because it's by the college, Cal State Northridge, where I live. And so I go to the college, sit down by this waterfall, and then I just lift up my prayers. I start my prayer. I said, Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. We know tomorrow's not promised. Please, you know, use me today in whatever fashion you choose, and to glorify your name, to love on people. Man, it's crazy, bro. Like, just to hear you say what you said, and then I do the same thing in my own way. It just shows you, man, we're hungry for the truth and to please him, but at the same time we're so grateful and we know we're not worthy, bro. Like why us, bro? Like, we're like, who are we at the end of the day? You know, obviously we're his creation, but like, when you think of it in terms of like, who are we? You will look at things in the proper perspective. You won't get in the flesh and be like, I'm somebody special, because once you think you're somebody special in the sense of like, I'm too cool and I'm better than you.
Yeah.
You're gonna have God humble you, bro, when you least expect it. I'm being dead serious, because we all can go through it. There's nothing wrong with having confidence in Christ, because as long as you glorify God and you say, hey, like earlier when I said I think this album, I put it up against anybody, I only say that because God is the one that anointed this. Every song that I hear, I'm like, dude, this is insane. Like, is it really this good? Am I tripping? Do I have terrible ears? Do I not know what's good? I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that God is just, you know, it's that confirmation, you know what I'm saying? Because you hear the songs and you know, then I hear you talking about how you pray, and then I know I pray. I'm like, man, this is beautiful, bro. It's really it's a very humbling experience, you know what I'm saying? To know where you came from and where you're at now, you know, like God is so good to us, bro.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. So another thing that I definitely want to kind of do, so you're the first one to hear it because okay. I've just kind of been thinking about it.
All right.
So since we're still kind of the beginning of like the year, I have an interview coming up with Tommy Positivity. He's the other guy I've interviewed before. And then the guy from work. And then I'm supposed to interview the Robbie Marks person. So I'm going to be interviewing him.
You're going to interview my boy, Robin Marks?
Yeah.
How did that come about?
He commented on one of my things like during the week. I was like, hey, we still need to do that interview that we talked about like a year ago. And he was like, yeah, just let me know. So I was like, okay, cool. So I want to try to do like one big interview where we just all get on a Skype call all together and just kind of like lay out the goals like for ourselves for the whole year. Just like pray for each other and just, you know, maybe build, you know, network with each other.
I like that, bro. Whenever you get that ready, let me know. We'll all jump on together.
Definitely.
That'll be a nice situation, man. For real, I'm down.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh, and then so this is kind of like my own merch that I make. I've been making my merch for a little bit.
Look at that. I like that.
Oh yeah, so I have like 5 or 6 different designs so far.
Okay.
So, like the people I network with, I just want to send like a free sweater or T-shirt. So I'll send you the designs. You let me know which one you like. And if you want a sweater or a T-shirt and then your size, and I'll send it to you. So I'm just trying to
When you say do sweater, that. Do you mean hoodie?
Yeah, a hoodie, yeah.
I'll tell you what. You send me the designs. I'll pick the one I really like. I mean, I'm sure I'll like all of them, but the one I think will look the best, because when I get ready to shoot the music video, I want to have a few different looks. And I'm going to I'll be wearing a few different hoodies. I'll be wearing – obviously either black baseball hat, because black goes with anything. So I'm gonna go with a darker look in this video, so probably all black. Okay. maybe some other color to offset the black, but I would definitely want a black hoodie. I think black hoodies look really good. The one you're wearing looks dope, so I might as well just go with that, and I'll rock it in the video. Like you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
Come on bro, it's all love, bro.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yep, so I'll send you the designs. You choose which one you want.
All you can stop the music video. Say, bro, this is my boy. Check it out. You see this hoodie right here? Yeah, you got it. Cool, bro. I'm just playing. But anyway, I really will rock it, because I want to have a few different looks like I told you. And I like that thing, you know what I'm saying? So that's cool, man, that you're doing your own little merch. And hopefully it'll take off, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
Because we all got to find revenue streams to be able to continue to be on, you know, the platform you're on, the people you're trying to reach, and it keeps going back into that whole ministry, you know what I'm saying? Whatever God's putting on your heart, that's where the money goes back to. It's not like you just get all your, you know, your money that you're accumulating, you just go out and buy a big mansion and drive around in a Maybach and hang out with all the, it's not like that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, exactly.
So I think as long as you keep putting the music back into the ministry, I think God is pleased with that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yep, exactly. Yeah, I totally agree on that.
So, yeah, I'm down with that, bro. Let me know, man, the thing with Robin and what's his name, Tommy?
Yeah, Tommy, and then the other guy is, I don't know exactly how he says his stage name, but he's him and his brother, they're called Zeb Gang.
Okay, cool. Well, whoever you decide to put on in the group, I'm down, bro. Just let me know.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
And then let me know when you get this thing done, because I want to hear it. I think it was pretty funny, some of the parts we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think I'm going to release it probably the end of next week, and then I'll let you know.
Okay, appreciate you, brother.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Just like the last time, man, prayers up for you and your family, bro. Stay safe.
Thank you.
And we'll talk soon, my brother, for real.
Oh yeah, prayers to you and your family and your job and everything, and the homeless outreach that you're doing too.
Yeah. And then when the album's done, I'll let you know, bro. I'm gonna send it your way so you can vibe with it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Okay, my brother. Appreciate you, bro. Be blessed.
Oh yeah. Yep. You too.
All right.